We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
And welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Have a Heart Health Radio. This is a place where we like to discuss real health, common sense, and real science. So, Bill, I have to tell you about a story that it kind of broke my heart. I was talking to a customer who had just gotten a cancer diagnosis. And she was going over with the doctor all the, you know, different things to do and treatments and options and all this. And then she said to the doctor, "So, okay, good. So what should I do about my diet? How should I eat?" Right? And the doctor said, "It doesn't matter what you eat." And I thought that was just a stunningly ignorant statement, I have to say. And, you know, you're very familiar with all the research. Is that a fair statement? With cancer, it doesn't matter what you eat?
We're going to talk to our audience today, David, about what not to eat if you have cancer or are concerned about recurrence of cancer. I'm just fresh from attending a funeral yesterday for someone very close to my heart. And it's a woman who passed away due to cancer in her digestive tract. It was a benign tumor. Her husband and I had dinner, and I explained on her diagnosis 2 years ago that they really didn't have any successful treatment for her. They did have treatment that he would be back talking to me when everything else failed 2 years from now. And that's what it was, 2 years. And over that time, she actually had a benign tumor right at the base of the esophagus and where the stomach began. So the problem is it did need an operation because it was blocking. She couldn't eat. Food
right.
couldn't get down. So that's where the surgeons come in, and they serve a useful role there. And it's just that they had decided to go ahead with 9 rounds of chemotherapy and 20 rounds of radiation treatment. And she had 10 emergency room visits due to this and the complications. And they kept saying, "But it's not there now. It's not recurring. It's not keep coming back. Let's keep doing the treatment. It's not coming back. It's not coming back." And finally, just 20 days ago or so, they said there's a small spot on the liver. Well, that isn't where it started. So you know my story from here. The cancer treatment caused a liver tumor, which then overtook her, and she's gone. And so it didn't dawn upon my friend that they had so willingly submitted to the treatment, and it was the cause of his wife's demise. Now, it's just so difficult to explain this because, you know, they're already heartbroken over the loss of their loved one, and then you don't want to be in a "I told you so" mode. And I found this, that the greater the faith in God that people have, the more they believe that the treatment is going to work for them. Even though it's not worked for anybody else, it's going to work for them. And so this was a very faithful family. They were very close to God. They were praying that God would come through for them. This woman said, "I'm going to fight it all the way." The fighting was being done by failed treatment, chemo and radiation, and it actually caused the cancer.
Now, and the tumor was benign.
It was benign. It's just that it was big and
right.
It was blocking the ability to eat. So benign in the sense it's not spreading, and a metastasizing or spreading tumor is what really does us in. So I want to bring up to everybody some practical advice. We try to do that here at the beginning of the program, and certainly nothing that we have a commercial interest in. And that's Otto Warburg's discovery. He was a German biologist and physician, and he discovered in the 1930s that there was something else besides slash, burn, and poison we could do about cancer? Surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. He discovered and won two Nobel Prizes for this, that cancer cells uniquely convert from breathing, respiration, using oxygen to produce their energy, and convert to using sugar. They burn sugar instead of oxygen. And that is the very definition of a cancer cell. And modern medicine can't say it isn't, because the modern way of detecting a cancer is they take sugar and they subject it to radiation. It's called radio-labeled sugar. And then the person ingests it, and the sugar finds its way to the tumor, and that's how they do a so-called PET scan to determine the location and the size of a tumor, because they know it's going to really need that sugar to thrive. And so modern medicine buys into that idea. A healthy cell maybe burns 5% sugar. A cancer cell is getting about 60% of its energy from sugar rather than from oxygen. So it's not just the sugar in the diet. There's a self-eating mechanism in cells. For the biologists listening, it's called autophagy. And there's cellular debris and garbage deposits inside of cells. And the cancer cells have such a voracious appetite, they'll use that cellular debris and eat it also for energy. They'll use it, and that's where it gets its iron and its copper and its sugar, three major growth factors for cancers, right from inside itself. So it kind of makes its own sugar, or has a source of it anyway. But then cancer cells become immortal, and the way they start to lack oxygen is you need about a ball of about 300 tumor cells. Now, that's extremely small. And the cells that are at the middle of that little ball of 300 cells can't get oxygen because they're trapped inside. And therefore, they become hypoxic, H-Y-P-O-X-I-C, lacking oxygen, and therefore they revert to using sugar for energy. Now, the cancer cells are voracious, and they'll even start taking nutrients from the body. And the most abundant amino acid is called glutamine. It's a protein in your body. And it'll start breaking it down and using it too. And that's what we call cachexia, or the wasting of cancer. You start losing weight. You're going to die of that possibly before you die of the cancer itself. So this is the process of cancer. What the cells need to do is produce an energy currency called adenotriphosphate, ATP. And they do that in something called the mitochondria. There's a few hundred, even up to 2,000 mitochondria in every cell. They're atomic power plants. They're within every cell. Only about 4% of them are working and functioning by the age of 80. It's no wonder cancer's an age-related disease. The cells just poop out, can't use oxygen, and begin to revert to using sugar for energy, and that's why it occurs mostly in old age. So the mitochondria is where 90% of the oxidation also occurs in the body. So when we're talking about taking vitamin C and E and various antioxidants, that's where the antioxidants need to go, to the mitochondria, where 90% of the oxidation is occurring. So now that we have that stage in mind, what's going on inside of malignant cancer cells, as the cell does this, there is a signal sent from the cell over to the other mechanisms in the cell. And that signal is there's no oxygen. And that signal is controlled by a gene called the hypoxia inducing factor 1 gene. Don't get too complicated with this. I'm not throwing this over your head. So if somebody could switch off the HIF1, the hypoxia inducing factor gene, no signal would be sent to revert and convert to sugar burning instead of oxygen burning. And this becomes critical. What if there was a medicine? What if there was something in your home? What if there was something you could do to turn off that hypoxia switch so your cells wouldn't convert to using sugar. And it's obvious, isn't it, to you, just listening to me, because you're going to think I'm selling you something, why are we going to eat sugar if we have cancer or have a threat of recurring cancer? We shouldn't. Every oncologist in the world should be advising their patients, stop eating refined sugars and carbohydrates, which convert to sugar. That's your pasta, rice, bread, that kind of stuff. So sucrose, that's cane sugar, table sugar. Fructose, that's your high fructose corn syrup. You know, we're consuming 156 pounds of refined sugar per capita in the United States to support 15,000 oncologists or cancer doctors. And, those cancer doctors administer largely chemotherapy in their office, which generates 80% of their income. And chemotherapy only contributes to 2% of the cancer cures. Now, do you think if I told you some way to compete with that 80% of an oncologist's income, they'd be welcoming it?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
And I'm telling you how derelict they are, because I don't know of one oncologist who's told their patients, stop eating sugar. This is why the Gerson diet is named after Dr. Gerson many years ago, and it converts people over to kind of a vegetarian diet. But the point is there's no sugars in there. And you need to stop the sugar. The very definition of cancer, if you're just tuning into our show, is a sugar-burning cell. And then it starts to rapidly multiply. Now, I think it's just unconscionable that this actually is what's going on. Now, what they try to do in modern medicines, there are drugs to block and interfere with thiamine, vitamin B1, or folic acid, vitamin B9, to cure cancer, because they're growth factors also for cancer, vitamin B1 or vitamin B9, folic acid and thiamine. But that isn't the cause. That isn't the major factor. And if you end up being vitamin B1 or B9 short, you're going to be forever ill. You'll never get well. You need to repair the DNA that's broken. You need folic acid to do that. But this is the misdirection of modern medicine.
Bill, if I may, let's stop there just for a second and take a break here and have a Heart Health Radio. I want people to digest. That was a brilliant sort of understanding of what's going on in a cancer cell. But I want to focus on that gene. That is it, HIF1?
Yes, it is.
I want to focus on, because I think you're hinting that there are some dietary strategies that might inhibit that, and I think that's what we'd all like to know. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. If you just tuned in, yours truly, Health Warrior Dave Stouter, with me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill had just given us a great description of a cancer cell. You could define a cancer cell as a sugar burning cell, and he was telling us that as the as the cancer cells on the inside of tumors get starved, there's a little signal from a gene, HIF1, that tells the cells to start burning sugar because they're out of oxygen. And how important it is, just for general good health and especially cancer, to greatly reduce the sugars in the diet. I think that's a little summary, Bill, of what you were saying, so go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, let's go where alternative medicine went then, because they went here with the Otto Warburg story, and as the sugar is burning or turning, used for energy in a cancer cell, it produces lactic acid, which then is expelled, the word I was searching for here. It expels lactic acid from the cell. This is where we got the acid-alkaline theory of cancer. The acid is outside the cell. It's not inside the cell. If you want to eat alkaline foods, you're not going to change the acidity or alkalinity of the blood, which is on autopilot, if it's outside the middle range, the neutral range of pH. It's too acid or too alkaline, it'll kill the red blood cells. So it's on autopilot. You can't change the pH of your stomach. It needs to be acid or you're going to get cancer to kill the germs coming in and so on. Your bladder needs to be acid. You get recurrent infections. So you're not going to do that. If you could change the pH of your body by eating foods, you would constantly be in the emergency room being treated for alkalosis or acidosis. This is insane. And this is where alternative medicine has gone. If you've just turned off our show because it doesn't agree with what you've been told all these years, well, then you won't learn the lessons that we're going to share here today. So the lesson's easy. It's all about sugar and how you need to back away from it, especially for you and loved ones that are fighting cancer or the recurrence of cancer, over a million people facing that every day. And so we have this issue going on. What we're told is cancer is something completely different. It started years and years ago. That's what we're told. It's a progressive gene mutations, and then those mutations are precancerous cells. And once the pathologist takes a little tissue sample called a biopsy, and he takes that biopsy and looks at it under a microscope, and he says there's neoplasia or hyperplasia here, that is cancer. No, no, no. That's precancer. It may never pose a threat to your life, and as soon as you hear that word, you're in surgery, having it removed from your prostate, breast, colon, wherever, and the treatment doesn't improve survival. There has been no improvement in survival of cancer in the last 50 years. What you're reading about is that they're detecting it when it's smaller, earlier stage. So that if I was detected with cancer today and I was going to succumb to cancer a year from now, but what if they detected it a year earlier, a year prior? Now, it would look like I doubled my survival because instead of detecting it today, it was a year before, but I'm still succumbing to cancer on the same calendar day a year from now. And that's all that's going on. And it's kind of a smoke and mirrors thing that cancer therapy is improving. It isn't.
So they're only improving the starting line, not the finish line.
That's right. They move the starting line back. So now we can go to that signal I told you about. Because, look, there's no way to avoid this. Get rid of the sugar. Get rid of the sugar. If you're a sugar craver, you're going to get yeast, sugar craving yeast, to overgrow in your digestive tract, and you're going to become a sugar craver. So the first couple of days of doing this, you're likely to feel punky and lousy and even develop a fever as those yeast cells, the candida albicans, dies off in your digestive tract. But after that, you might start getting control of this. You know, our brain needs sugar. You know, you see a surgeon operating in the hospital, and he may get spots before his eyes because he's been standing there in the surgical suite operating on somebody for an hour and a half or two. And the nurse actually gets a sugar cube and puts it under his mask so that he can get it and get a little sugar in his brain. So our brain fools us because our brain needs sugar, but the rest of the body doesn't. And so we can get – let me tell you what the safe sugars are that you can consume. Go down to the health food store. stevia extract, S-T-E-V-I-A. Inositol, I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L. I use it in my coffee every morning. Nice and sweet and good for curing cancer and diabetes and other things. It's in the B vitamin class, actually. And xylitol, which is an alcohol sugar. All three of those won't feed cancers. But the other, they're sweeteners. They're really not sugar. So if you want sweetness, inositol, xylitol, certainly the stevia. Those are things that you can use to sweeten foods.
And Bill, just real quick, I noticed that stevia, which started in the health food stores, is kind of becoming mainstream. I see products, just one that I recall called Truvia, but I noticed that a lot of the stevia products that I'm seeing in the mass market have a lot of other additives and sometimes maltodextrin.
Well, they do. They put on all these, because stevia, you need like 1 milligram of it to equal like a couple of 100 milligrams of sugar. So, you know, they only need a couple of milligrams in there, and then they got to fill the packet with something. So they put something else in there, and all that other stuff I don't want. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, in the health food store, they'll make it with this FOS, which is a sugar-like substance that you don't metabolize like sugar.
Fructo-oligosaccharides.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And that's probably okay. Go to David's store, Apple Health Foods, if you're in the area there in Redwood City, or call him on the phone and ask him to sort this out. I think there's some stevia extracts kind of in salt shakers. You can use it the right way.
Yeah.
It doesn't have all that extra stuff in it.
Exactly.
The maltitol and the mannose and all those other ones. Now, how do we get back to this signal? Look, you're going to get off sugar. You're going to get off sugar. Now, once you've done that, can you help it out a little bit? Well, it turns out there's some molecules in nature that turn off that signal that says the cell is out of oxygen and needs to convert to sugar burning. And that signal is the HIF-1 signal called hypoxia-inducing factor. Isn't that interesting? Once the hypoxia-inducing factor gene is switched on, it signals, since there's no oxygen there, for new blood vessels to be generated, for new blood vessels to outcrop and come over to the tumor cells to deliver oxygen. And that is how we get the sugar. That causes the sugar, a pathway through the new blood vessel that connects the tumor cell with the blood circulation so it can get the sugar, and also what else? So that the
iron.
Tumor cells can get out, escape, circulate in our bloodstream, and spread, and that becomes the mortal form of the disease. Well, if you shut off the HIF-1 gene, you won't have that outcropping of new blood vessels called angiogenesis for our biologists listening, or neovascularization. Where else do we hear about neovascularization or angiogenesis? We hear about it in macular degeneration, a disease of the eye. Isn't that interesting? And you know what they do? They treat macular degeneration with an anti-angiogenesis inhibiting drug called Lucentis or Avastin. And that's very interesting. So the macular degeneration, what we call the wet or advanced form of it, is like cancer. If you could cure both diseases, both forms of the disease, if you could figure out how to switch off the HIF-1 hypoxia signal, out of oxygen signal. And you know there's some molecules in nature that do that? Yes, some wonderful molecules in nature do it. We're going to talk about one. There's some others that do it also. And it's called resveratrol, the red wine molecule. That's why I'd reach and run and race to get some if I had macular degeneration or cancer. Yeah, it's a David store and every other health food store going. How much do you need? Not too much. You'll negate the effect. You need a little bit, maybe 100 milligrams or so. And you need to use it in conjunction with that low-sugar diet. Now, suffice to say, there are rules, and those rules come from the Food and Drug Administration. And they say that we cannot even suggest that any product that we're commercially associated with cures cancer, treats cancer, or prevents cancer. Fine, we'll stick with the rules. But we also have freedom of speech in this country, so we're going to exercise that too. in the best interests of our audience. In a study done by none other than the National Institutes of Health themselves, using microRNA analysis, the most sophisticated way of testing our genes, they found out that resveratrol shuts off the HIF1 gene 189-fold off, 189 times off switch. It's called downregulation. It's called gene silencing. And our sponsor's product, Longevinix, shuts it off, wow, it's really something, about 1,300 times, 1,336-fold down, off.
So much stronger than just plain medical-grade resveratrol.
Right. I'll let you all keep listening to the show to find out the name of our sponsor's product, because I don't want to go to jail. But in the meantime, we just thought, out of freedom of information, freedom of speech still allowed in this country for a little bit longer at least, that you would like to know that. Shut off the HIF1 switch. If you're confused, just go get some resveratrol. You don't have to get any product that we are commercially involved with. We're involved in helping you for health, and we think it's too critical, cancer, to be involved commercially in these stories, this evidence we provide. We're here for you. You find your way with this. You find your way. Back away from the sugar. Find molecules like resveratrol that shut off the switch that tells your cells to convert to using sugar. And, you know, there's actually John Ely, a deceased professor of medicine at the University of Washington. He took end-stage cancer patients, breast cancer, and put them on a low-sugar diet and gave them quite a bit of vitamin C every day, quite a few grams. And the subjects he gave this to were still alive over a dozen years later.
Wow.
I think this works, folks. I think we have a cure at cancer, and it's at hand. It's right there in the kitchen. You know, I'll sell you empty bags of sugar. How's that? Will that make you feel better? I mean, come on. They're defrauding you. Why can't I defraud you? Come on.
There you go.
Every oncologist going, have you ever heard this from an oncologist? And I know what you're going to do. You're going to go back and ask your doctor if that's true. I don't know what to say. If he doesn't get the message and doesn't know about it after I've explained to you, I've explained to you that modern medicine believes this. That's how they do PET scans, to find where the sugar goes, to see where the cancer is, how big it is in its location. They believe in this. They just don't believe in telling you how to fix it.
Well, there you go. Let's take a break here, Bill. Let that sink in. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior. With me, investigative journalist Bill Sardi. And I think if you've been listening, you'll see why Bill has more than earned. I think you ought to be a PhD investigative health journalist, Bill. But I have a question for you. People come in and ask me advice about supplements. And I know these are hard economic times, and I feel like everybody has less money than they used to. I don't care where you are on the economic ladder. And I really try to focus on giving people the supplements, the fewest things that do the most good. And we think of things like omega-3 fish oil. We think of things like vitamin D3 and certainly resveratrol. You were mentioning how it has a really down-regulating effect on this important gene for our health. But you mentioned macular degeneration, but this is a very versatile molecule. Fill us in more on what we know about resveratrol.
Certainly a lot of information lately. They're showing resveratrol boosts bone formation in overweight men. That's a pretty good thing. I know a lady who in her late 60s started taking Longevinix, our sponsor's product, and actually grew by a quarter of an inch in her height compared to her sister, who
wow.
lost a quarter of an inch over the same period of time. Kind of interesting. And resveratrol is a, quote, estrogen-like. No, don't get afraid, guys. Don't get afraid, ladies. Estrogen-like. It's 1/7,000th the strength of estrogen, but it sends the same estrogen signal. That's why we're losing bone as we get older. We lost the estrogen signal, and we need it back, and we can do it in a safe way with resveratrol. If you're just tuning in, by the way, you're listening to the Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi, your health journalist, David Stouter, owner, originator of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. And I'm reading here, David, almost 70% of U.S. adults take dietary supplements with high confidence, says a recent survey, but I wonder if they're taking the right ones and the right dose. That's why we're here to sort that out for them. And it's interesting, resveratrol, the miracle of our time, 10 years after it was first introduced as a dietary supplement, it's buried as a lowly selling, way buried down, 125th best-selling herb, not the best-selling supplement when you add them all. It's way down there in the United States. And so here we're talking about it helping with bone formation. Dr. Stuart Richer in the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago finding out that Longevinix, our sponsor's product, is actually helping inhibit and helping those new blood vessels that crop out in the advanced form of macular degeneration, helping them recede when the anti-cancer drugs they use to treat it don't work. So how good is Longevinix if it's better than those existing drugs? And another interesting thing, in the Wall Street Journal this last week, they were talking about the last anti-fat crusaders. They've given up talking about being phobic about fat. It's sugar that's the problem. Now, it's the United States Department of Agriculture that's slow to catch on, the article in the Wall Street Journal saying, fat is not the big problem. But I will tell you, in cancer, after eating sugar, the cancer cells are so nasty, they go after our fats as well. Any source of energy. And there's a little enzyme in our fat cells called adipocytes, called fatty acid synthase, that synthesizes or makes the fat. What if you had a little switch to turn off the fat? Yeah, the fat switch, the fatty acid synthase bit. Switch. That's exactly what resveratrol does. Also, it turns off the fat switch. Hey, wait a minute. It turns off the sugar switch, and it turns off the fat switch, and you aren't taking it? I don't know what to tell you. You know, we're talking about sugar here today, and we told you, look, you know, save your money, take the 156 pounds of sugar, and move it back to about 20 pounds a year. You know, there's times we can't refuse Grandma's special pie at Thanksgiving that she made for us. It's got some sugar in there, so we're going to eat it. But, you know, to be doing this every day to ourselves, especially if we're at risk, high risk for cancer or the threat of its recurrence, you know, back away from that sugar. Think about molecules like vitamin D, natural ways to boost our immune system, and resveratrol, because it shuts off the fat switch, shuts off the sugar switch, so that you don't convert your cells from burning oxygen and actually turns them back to burning oxygen instead of sugar. Now, I think this is a good news story. It's just striking because we just threw a dagger at modern medicine, and we just threw a dagger at alternative medicine. There's no, hallowed statues in our show here. We don't, you know, everybody gets pilloried if they don't have the truth. And so if we're shocking you here today, the alkaline diets that you hear about in alternative medicine won't be much help. Back away from the sugar. So that's what our story is here today. And it's so big, I just want to repeat it over and over and over. Here's a leading executive of chief executive of the Institute of Cancer Research in London saying, the war on cancer is stalling because pharmaceutical companies will only create drugs they know will make a huge profit, and none of the natural molecules will be considered because it doesn't make enough profit. It makes profit. Dietary supplement companies are making money, but not enough profit for them. And he's saying because of this, we're keeping the cures from the people. It's right here in the Daily Mail, an international newspaper online. And so far, it says most of the cancer drugs we have are derived from natural medicines, botanical plants and so on, where we learn the mechanisms from and we don't use it. Resveratrol also helping to keep bone. You know, when you get in your eighth decade of life, you're really starting to lose your height. You need to maintain bone and muscle. You maintain muscle tone with vitamin D. You maintain bone with resveratrol. It replaces that estrogen signal you need. Even guys have a little bit of estrogen. Guys, don't get too concerned about it. So big lessons today is how to back cancer away, and you do it easily. Save your money. Don't eat as much sugar. Remember, your body's going to fight it because the candida albicans overgrown in your digestive tract. 52% of Americans have an overgrowth of candida albicans, the sugar craving. It's a parasite living in your digestive tract, and it'll overgrow and make you a sugar craver. So that's about 52% of us are more prone to cancer. And sure enough, I went and looked in the data, and those people who have macular degeneration have a higher risk of cancer. Isn't that interesting? They get the new blood vessels that crop out and destroy their vision, as well as the new blood vessels that cause the spread of cancer. So I keep saying to everybody, kidney disease, heart failure, we call it cardiomyopathy, and diabetes, and Alzheimer's disease, and macular degeneration, and cancer are all one umbrella disease. Sugar disease, that's what they are. You want to back all this up. And, of course, why does the food industry keep serving everything up with sugar? It's in your ketchup. It's in everything. It's laced into everything. And why do they do it? Because your body will crave more of their foods if they put a little sugar in there, and your yeast overgrow then craving more sugar. So you're going to eat more cookies right to the bottom of the bag of cookies. And so they sold more products, and you pushed yourself closer to getting cancer as you did it, and losing your sight and your kidneys and your heart, all because of sugar.
Bill, I want to suggest that people go to knowledgeofhealth.com. You've got a lot of these articles there that deal with these subjects and others. Resveratrol, and that's Resveratrol News. .com, where you can look at some of the research on resveratrol if it is new to you. And how do people, what's the best toll-free number if they want to find out more about our sponsor, Longevinex, specifically, or to order some?
866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. You leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back. You're probably going to call on a weekend. The shipping center is in Las Vegas, and they'll be able to help you with information. I want to throw in a little plug here. The segue's hard because we've been talking about a life and death situation here, but I keep wanting to promote my son's little business. He's 10 years old, Matthew. And it's not a commercial interest of mine, but I'm helping my son and his math teacher, Richard Garcia, and they've developed up a wonderful way to teach kids math. If you're a homeschooling mom or whatever, your kids are beset upon this Common Core stuff, which was made just so they could sell more tests to the kid. Made kids have the program is to actually encourage kids to fail so that they can sell more test programs. But if you want to pull kids out of this, if you even want to be a tutor of math and make a little extra money, you're a retired teacher or so on, you can go to basicmathsolutions.com, basicmathsolutions.com. My son is excelling. He's now in the fourth grade, and he's doing about sixth or seventh grade work in math, and he's doing equations. He's doing a little algebra. It's unbelievable, and without help. And it's amazing what he's coming up with. But Richard Garcia, we call him America's math teacher, and he's going to be talking and giving a couple of free workshops in Covina, California on November the 15th. That's a Saturday. And that is at the Thematic Attic. It's a bookstore for kids. The Thematic Attic in Covina. They're on Badillo Boulevard. You can look it up. 10 freeway if you're coming. Take the Citrus or Barranca turnoff. November the 15th, it's a Saturday. Richard Garcia, America's math teacher. You bring the kids with you, mom, schoolers, all of those folks, and come to the Thematic Attic. You want to know more about time and all that, consult basicmathsolutions.com. Send us an email. We'll sign you up. So that's Saturday, November the 15th. I'm not commercially involved in it, but my son is learning how to start a new business there by operating the website for Richard Garcia and wow. Basic Math Solutions. So that's what we try to do for our kids is mentor them along.
No, it's a good thing. I encourage people to go there. Let us take a break right here, Bill, and we'll come back. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. And, you know, I wanted to tell everybody something. As you hear Bill talk about all these things, and you might say to yourself, wow, you know, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Some of you might think, is he just pulling this stuff out of his hat? I just want you all to know that over the years, Bill sends me studies, emails me studies all the time. Sometimes he'll comment. But all of these things that you're hearing on this program come from published science, and I get to see the science. But I want to go off to the side here. One of the things that Bill has been sending me, some of the new studies coming up, which are quite fascinating, are showing that in a lot of cases that using medications on high blood pressure, especially for seniors,
even up to 160, you know, they want you to be the normal, supposed to be 120 over 80, is not resulting in less strokes, less heart attacks, or a longer life, sometimes even making things worse. But when we see that number creeping up, we get a little nervous. Look up the top six blood pressure medications. You'll find that they all can cause renal failure. That's kidney failure. Doesn't mean everyone gets kidney failure who takes the drug, but they're hard on the kidneys. Bill, what are some of the things that science shows us, some of the things that we can do? Now, I know sugar drives up blood pressure. So
it does. In fact, ginseng will bring your blood pressure down. You need quite a bit of it, like 3,000 milligrams a day, but it conquers the sugar, which then gives men a Viagra effect because it took care of the sugar as well. So if you get the sugar down, you don't seem to have the diabetic men particularly have the issues of needing Viagra temporarily because they don't have the dilation of their blood vessels. But they're saying here today that as we get a little older, we can tolerate a little higher blood pressure. This is a repeat of an old story that's been talked about on our show. And you know, your blood pressure can be up there like 159. That's the systolic first number over, let's say, 90, 95, diastolic or second number, the pumping number and the resting number, and you won't have an increased risk of stroke. But I will tell folks, because they're reviewing the literature on garlic and blood pressure, and they're showing it's just about as good as the drugs they use, and it protects the kidneys. And the systolic blood pressure, they did a review of the studies, went down about 9 points, the diastolic down about almost 4 points. That's about as good as some of the drugs they use. Now, they can't control blood pressure with any single drug, so they give you a beta blocker, and then they give you a diuretic, and then they give you the ACE inhibitor, and so on. We're just talking about garlic here. Now, our sponsor's product, which is Garlinex, it used to be Garlazyme, if you caught me there, but we had to change the trade name because there's been so much confusion, so many competitors trying to make up derivations of Garlazyme and steal all the web traffic. So we've changed our name to Garlinex, and we have a new answer to garlic and blood pressure, and that is time-release Garlinex. It prolongs the effect for hours. So one of the little drawbacks of garlic is the effect. They're just pointing it out here in this study, Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism of October 2014, that the effect just doesn't seem to last as long as they'd like, though it's a good effect. The point is they now have a time-release Garlinex capsule. It costs you a little less than $9 and change. You buy three 1-month supply bags of Garlinex. You get a fourth one free. Shipping is absolutely free, and you get the new time-release. And that means because it's time-release, there's even less garlic odor and certainly the pungency. And remember that this is the first alkalinized garlic capsule. It truly does produce allicin, protects it from the stomach acid. So the garlic pill really does produce the primary active ingredient in garlic called allicin. And you can get it. And, of course, how do you know about it? Well, you call 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. Time-released garlic, Garlinex, 866-674-3955. And what's not to like about it? It's the cheapest priced garlic product on the market that truly does produce allicin, and it has all the high quality, and you get the good service as well. 866-674-3955. Shipping is free. How's that for an ad? Boy. Now we plug something, and it was really worth it because folks love hearing about garlic. They really do.
They love garlic. And, Bill, I want to make a point because I hear this from consumers. You know, sometimes consumers will be listening to the radio, and they'll hear something that interests them, and they'll call to buy it or get free something or whatever the offer is, and they get hounded. They get pestered. They get on a list. And then they regret that they responded to something of interest. And I just want to make it clear, this does not happen when you call 866-405-4000 to find out about Longevinex. And it does not happen when you call 866-674-3955. You get good people who give you the information you need, and you'll get a great product and no shipping. And I just want everybody to know that as well, that you're not opening yourself up to get pestered and hounded.
Oh, you will be sent one volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica every month until you tell us to stop shipping it to you. No, I'm just kidding you.
But stuff like that happens, Bill.
I don't know how it happens. But, you know, I think a lot of folks, you know, I don't blame them. Alternative medicine is filled with sharks. And the problem is they're so seduced by the white coats. In conventional medicine, they can't see the fraud there either. So we're trying to wake you up a little bit on both sides. There's no gods here that we can't throw stones at. I mean, we really want to get at everybody that doesn't tell the truth, including us. And you can lynch us too. It's okay. We hope to tell the truth. We have an impassioned part of our voice, David and I, when we talk to you. That's why we say have a heart. And we have to show that we really care about our audience. And caring means distancing yourself from commercial interest to talk to your audience about these kinds of things. So I would hope that the ethics would shine through in our show. We'd like to say, hey, we're not better than anybody, but we might be a little bit more truthful than the next guy. So you hear all the commercials here straight out, what they are. There's nothing wrong with free enterprise in America. At least I hope there isn't today. As long as we're telling the truth. And so that's what we like to do here on the show. And so truth in advertising counts. And we'd like to set an example for everyone in this business. And we like to talk to radio audiences because it's kind of a way we can share ourselves from our heart to yours and things that you can do to stay healthy, live long, and keep a few dollars in your pocketbook as well.
Well, it is important. And by the way, we do archive all of these shows. There's been over 30 of them. And if you like what you're hearing, we hope you'll tune in every week on your local station at this time. Just as we close here, I'll remind everyone that several of the stations are on iHeartRadio, which is a free app. People can listen to the show all over the country who can't get the local stations. So if you've got friends and family all over the country, you can let them listen through the local stations on that app. And we do archive the shows at haveaheartradio.com. So you know what we would appreciate? Tell people about the show and turn them on to it. That's we do it for you, and we'd like to grow the audience. And if you like what you hear, spread it around for us. So, Bill, we got about 30 seconds. You want to wrap it up here?
Well, don't forget my son's business and go to basicmathsolutions.com. You grandmas out there, tell your daughters about that are homeschooling kids. basicmathsolutions.com. Keep the kids so they can add up their 2 and 2 is 4 and all that stuff. And remember, we're slugging to you here. Look up our show. Remember, we have archives. And what's that toll-free number again for questions we can read on the air? Quick, David.
844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.